It's funny, of course. We laugh. It's also a similar experience, one of the most traumatic things that's probably ever happened to me in my life. That includes becoming a father at 17. I would put the following story and becoming a father at 17 on the almost the exact same level. When I was probably about maybe 12 or 13, I went to a Mariners game. Interesting that both stories would be have baseball kind of at their core. I went to a Mariners game with my buddy Mike and his family. And at about the first inning, I realized that something wasn't right in my stomach. I mean, it was like I felt very uncomfortable. I needed to go to the bathroom at that very moment. And this wasn't one of those like, oh yeah, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom when I get a chance. This was one of those like, you have to go right now. My body was rebelling. The problem was I had at that time, and still have to a certain degree, a major, major phobia about using toilets at huge public places like that. You know.
Wait, what? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, for one thing, people can kind of see in there, which made me, particularly as a 12-year-old kid.
I forgot about your never nudity thing.
There's a little bit of that going on. For one thing, I found it to be embarrassing because in the place like the Kingdome, there's 20 people that are just waiting to get into every stall. So you're in there doing your thing, but there's someone standing right. I mean, you're almost getting Larry Craig'd. There's somebody who's waiting right after you. And then somebody, you know, who's sort of right next to you. And they're probably some big, burly, fat dude in the stall next to you banging around. And I didn't know if it was like prison and maybe the toilets didn't have seats on them. You know, in prison, the toilets don't have seats on them.
I didn't know that.
And the Kingdome. Now, the Kingdome, this was the place where they had those kind of pee troughs where literally it was a circle. Mm-hmm. You would just stand, I think, in a circle and pee. I mean, it was kind of, it was not exactly, you know, very private.
Okay.
So I already had a little bit of a hang up about it. I'm less hung up on it now, okay? I'm happy
Good.
To say.
Good.
But as a 12, 13-year-old, I was pretty hung up on it. And then you throw in the fact that it's the Kingdome, where it's just the most kind of not private situation you could possibly be. I was on high alert. So I wasn't with my family. If I would have just been with my folks, I could have been like,
that is awful.
I got to go. Can we go home? Or can I, you know, I don't know. But it was embarrassing because I was with my friend's family. So I didn't know what to say. And they're being very nice and like, you want some more cotton candy? No, thanks. And I'm just sitting there and like every single inning that goes by is worse and worse. It wasn't one of those things that came and went. It like came and then it got worse and I thought, this is unbearable. And then it got worse and I thought, oh, actually I wish it was what it just was, because this this is unbearable. Okay. And so finally by like the eighth inning, I go 7 innings of pure hell trying to adjust my belt, moving around in my seat. And finally, I get to this point where even I, a 12, 13-year-old Luke Burbank, with my phobia of using the Kingdome bathroom, even I'm like, whatever lies in wait for me up there in that bathroom is better than this. Nothing's worse than this, okay?
So what were you thinking, though? Were you thinking that you were going to make it all the way through
yes.
the game and then all the way to walking to the car and
yes.
then getting home?
Yes. That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. And I almost made it. I made it to the eighth inning. So I finally go, like, I've got to go up there. I don't care what happens. I start walking up the stairs, and I realize even walking up the stairs is dangerous because
You waited one inning too long.
I'm not clenching properly each stair that I ascend. My legs sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. So I manage to kind of waddle up to the bathroom. I get to the men's bathroom in the Kingdome, and there is a line for each stall of maybe 8 or 10 guys. And I have to go so bad that I'm starting to involuntarily do a dance, kind of do like a jig, without even realizing it. I'm just shifting back and forth. And this guy in the line next to me looks over and he kind of starts laughing, not even in a mean way. Just, he's just kind of, because he doesn't realize that I'm as much of a head case as I am. So he just is like, boy, this guy's really got to go. And nowadays I would look at something like that. I mean, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, I got to get in there. Nowadays I would come in, I'd be like, I need to go to the front of the line. We got a situation here. But back then, I just stood in the back of the line doing this jig and shifting my weight from side to side. This guy looks at me and he kind of like laughs and just, you know, and I look at him and I get embarrassed now. And I don't know what to do. So I look back at him and I try to kind of myself smile and kind of play it off like a joke. But in that moment of looking at him and thinking, how do I play this? I took my concentration off of my bottom and it was an explosion. I am talking like, imagine like a gallon of iced tea and imagine just pouring that down your, it was a massive, massive, massive situation. And I still have like seven guys before I even get to go inside the stall. And I'm just standing there.
Did it make a noise?
Oh, it must have. I mean, it was like an atom bomb. So again, this is just shows you how young and nervous and whatever I was. I'm still just standing there waiting my turn. As there's like poop is running out, you know, all under from my jeans. It's going over my shoes. It's literally spreading out in the bathroom. I'm surprised some grown up didn't go, get this kid into the stall.
Gosh.
So I waddle up to the stall. I get inside and I close the door and I latch it. And I just have one of those moments where I'm just like, I don't know what my next move is. You know, you ever have one of those moments in your life?
Yes.
A lot of times when something bad happens, there's a pretty natural next step. You crash your car. Okay. You get out. You exchange insurance information. You feel, make sure your body's in one piece. This is one of those things. I'm behind enemy lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the kingdom. I'm not with my family. There's diarrhea everywhere. And I just take off my shoes, take off my socks, take off my pants. I start trying to clean myself down.
In the stall?
In the stall. Now, there's toilet paper in there, but it's that kind where you can only pull off one square at a time. Ka-chung. Because they don't want you to steal it. They don't want you to put it in the toilet and flush. So, one square at a time. Ka-chung. 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 I take it off, and I'm just trying to kind of clean myself off as best as I can. I throw my boxers.
Are
oh,
you
by
crying?
The way. I think I was too stunned to cry. I and it was such a personal thing. It was almost like crying was futile at that
uh-huh.
point. Oh, by the way, side note, I had decided boxers were super cool like a week beforehand. So if I had been wearing tidy whities, there would have been some diapering effect. But no, this was boxers. These provided me no help. I throw all of it into the toilet. I'm in there for probably like an hour and a half. By the time I'm done, the entire bathroom is empty. Everyone has left the game. Because it was the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I come walking out. It looks like I've been gardening. Looks like I've been working in the garden without gloves.
No!
I come walking out of the stall, and there's just an old African-American janitor who's cleaned everything else in this bathroom, and he's just been waiting for this one stall where there's like a barefoot kid. I come walking out. I wash my hands off. He walks over to the stall. Meanwhile, I was throwing that toilet paper into the toilet. There is like a giant cone of toilet paper, like what's rebuilding on Mount St. Helens right now, of toilet paper coming out about 5 feet out of the toilet. And he just opens the door and he looks in there and then he just looks back at me and he has this look on his face that just says like, white people are even crazier than I thought. I leave by some miracle. Mike's family hasn't left yet. I run into them and they go, what happened to you? I go, crazy story. I was using the bathroom and there was some like poop in there and I sat on it. So it's a little bit, I don't know, I might smell, which was, I thought, a good cover story. I get home, longest car ride of my life. I get home. I run into the house. It's like 11 o'clock. My parents are watching the news and I go, hey, so I'm going to take a shower. I get in the shower. I turn on the hot water. I'm standing in there just soaking in hot water. And that felt so good. To be home, safe, soaking in hot water, so good that I almost would do it again today. That's how amazing it was.